Good morning to Sunil Chhetri and the Indian football team for beginning their AFC Cup campaign by beating Thailand 4-1. And definitely no good morning to the cringeworthy Hardik Pandya and KL Rahul. Not for having said that Virat Kohli is a better batsman than Sachin, but for the absolute misogynistic shit they were spewing in the chat show with Karan Johar, including how they stalk women on social media. It is 7th of January 2019, and while rains in North India have managed to bring the air level to a better situation, there is no hope for the atmosphere being polluted by communalism and non-scientific temper. The organizers of a major Indian science conference distanced themselves on Sunday from speakers who used the prestigious event to dismiss Einstein's discoveries and claim ancient Hindus invented stem cell research. At this year's Congress, the head of a southern Indian university cited an ancient Hindu text as proof that stem cell research was discovered on the subcontinent thousands of years ago. Quote, "We had 100 Kauravs from one mother because of stem cell and test tube technology," unquote, said G. Nageshwar Rao. He's the vice chancellor at Andhra University, referring to a story from the Hindu epic Mahabharata. Officials at the Indian Science Congress pledged yesterday to curb the spouting of baseless claims from their platform. They said the Indian Science Congress Association, or the ISCA, would introduce tighter screening to filter out unsubstantiated assertions at India's largest annual scientific conference, but conceded that they could do little when responsible invitees sprang surprises. Like the delegate who claimed that the ideas of Albert Einstein and Isaac Newton were flawed and that his own theory would lead to the renaming of gravitational waves as Narendra Modi waves. And while the scientific temper of the country was being tested, a Punjab University geologist who has been conducting a research on origin and existence of dinosaurs in India for more than 25 years on Sunday suggested that Lord Brahma, being the greatest scientist of this universe, knew about dinosaurs and well documented them in Vedas. Khosla claimed that he, along with his team, had discovered the remains of the Indian dinosaur in Kheda district of Gujarat and officially named it Rajasaurus Narmadaensis. And we quote him on this, quote, "It is from our Vedas that Americans and Britishers took the concept of dinosaurs and got to know about them. Even though the dinosaurs had become extinct almost 6.5 crore years back, Lord Brahma must have got to know about them through his unmatched spiritual powers when he might have closed his eyes while writing the Vedas. No one in this world will accept or digest it, but it is a truth that origin of everything, including the dinosaurs, is mentioned in Vedas. Even the word dinosaur has its origin in Sanskrit. Dino means terrible, it translates to Dayan, which is witch, and Saur, which otherwise means lizard, is related to Asur, that is Rakshas." Unquote. We will not bring the Prime Minister Narendra Modi into the fold of all of this. So what if not so long ago he said that in the Mahabharat, Karna is not born from his mother's womb? This means there was genetic science at that time, or the legendary one by him where he said that we worship Ganesh ji, there must have been a plastic surgeon in that era who put an elephant's head on the human body. Well, moving away from the greatest scientific temper ever known to humanity to the greatest ever khichdi being cooked, literally and figuratively. With an eye on Dalit votes ahead of the Lok Sabha elections this year, the BJP on Sunday organized an event titled Bheem Mahasangam at the Ramlila Maidan, where 5,000 kg of khichdi was cooked. But for now, let's stick to the communal khichdi being cooked in Assam under the garb of citizenship bill. Assam is witnessing an unprecedented series of protests, with hundreds of thousands taking to the streets against the Citizenship Amendment Bill 2016. Well, the final report of the JPC, or the Joint Parliamentary Committee on the Citizenship Amendment Bill, which will be submitted in Lok Sabha today, does not have the approval of at least four opposition parties whose members on the panel have moved dissent notes. Members of the Congress, TMC, CPIM and the Samajwadi Party have moved dissent notes to the JPC report on the bill, according to the sources which told the Indian Express. The opposition parties have objected to the bill, alleging it links religion to citizenship and demanded that the bill be made religion and country neutral. Quote, "Dealing religion from citizen issue, This is against the spirit of our civilization, culture, and of our constitution. Citizenship can't be linked with state, religion, caste, creed, and be country specific. It should be universal, unquote, said a dissenting member. Well, protests erupted across Assam on Saturday after Prime Minister Narendra Modi said his government, which is BJP's, was going forward with this controversial bill. Amid increasing bickering between the BJP and its ally Shiv Sena, the latter said that on Sunday that it would oppose the Citizenship Amendment Bill in Parliament. Prime Minister Modi told an election rally near Silchar in Assam's Barak Valley on Friday that the Citizenship Amendment Bill 2016 would be passed soon in the Parliament as a penance against the injustice and many wrongs done in the past. The organizations have decided to observe Monday as a black day in Assam. While some of you may think that this isn't got to do with the anti-Muslim rhetoric drummed up by BJP, but it is. You just need to sensitize your ears to be able to listen to the murmurs of their leadership, which gives communalism its wings. Assam's Finance Minister Hemant Kumar Biswa Sarma on Sunday said if there is no citizenship bill 2016, at least 17 Assam Assembly seats will go Jinnah way. Well, we go to the international stories way, where the Malaysian king has stirred up some mystery. Malaysia's king has abdicated, according to the royal officials, ending weeks of speculation about his future after he took a leave of absence and amid rumors that he'd married a Russian former beauty queen. Sultan Mohammed V's decision marks the first time a king has abdicated in the Muslim-majority country since it gained independence from Britain in 1957. Speaking about mysteries, remember when the US embassy in Havana more than halved its staff in 2017 when diplomats complained of headaches, nausea and other ailments after hearing penetrating noises in their homes and nearby hotels? Well, the mysterious wave of illness fueled speculation that the staff had been targeted by an acoustic weapon. But a fresh analysis of the audio recording has revealed what scientists in the UK and US now believe is the true source of the piercing din. It is the song of the Indies short-tailed cricket. And that is all that we have for you for today. We will be with you through the week. Stay hydrated, stay warm, and be productive. Until tomorrow morning, goodbye from takeapart.in.